Tom and Will were shepherd swains who loved and lived together. When fair pastor o'ergraved the plains, alack, why come we thither? For though they fed to several flocks, they had but one desire, pastor's eyes and locks set both their hearts on fire. Tom came of honest, gentle race, by father and by mother. Will was noble, but alas, he was a younger brother. Tom was toilsome, Will was sad, no huntsman nor no fowler. Tom was held the proper lad, but Will the better bowler. The scorching flames their heart did bear, then they could no longer smother. Although they knew they rivals were, they still loved one another. Tom would drink her health and swear, this nation will not want her. Will could not take her by the ear, and with his voice enchant her. Tom keeps always in her sight, and ne'er forgot his duty. Will was witty and could write some sonnets on her beauty. Thus did she handle Tom and Will, who both did dote upon her. For graciously she used them still, and still preserved her honor. Yet she was so sweet a she, and of so sweet behavior, that Tom thought he, and Will thought he, was chiefly in her favor. Pastora was a loving lass, and of a comely feature, divinely good and fair she was, and kind to every creature. Of favor she was provident, and not so oversparing. She gave no less encouragement, yet kept them from despairing. Which of these two she loved best, or whether she loved either, 'tis thought they'll find it to their cost that she indeed loved neither. She dealt her favor equally, they both were well contented. She kept them both from jealousy, not easily prevented. Till telling fame hath made report of fair Pastora's beauty, Pastora sent for to the court, therefore to perform her duty. Unto the court Pastora's gone, it had been no court without her. Our queen amongst all her train had none, not half so fair about her. Tom hung his dog and threw away his sheep crook and his wallet. Will burst his pipes and cursed the day that e'er he made a sonnet. Their ninepins and their bowls they break, their joys are turned to fears. 'Tis time for me an end to make. Let them go shake their ears.